Well, good morning. We hope and pray you're doing well. You know, we have a lot of challenges in our country, a lot of the challenges in the world, you know, but God is still in control. And we're, as Tina taught the youth that time with her little message about putting on the whole armor of God, that's what we got to do. We got to be able to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil. You know, he can play tricks on our mind, but he can't read our mind. So we need to stay united in a lot of ways. Amen. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about Lot and Abram. And they've been quarreling. They've been quarreling over all kinds of stuff. So Abram said to Lot in Genesis chapter 8, verse 8 and 9, said, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me or between your herders and mine, for we're close relatives. It is not the whole land before you, so let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Wow, that's really some insight there, isn't it? Abram must have realized this truth when he suggested that he and Lot had to go their separate ways. You know, we in our church are looking forward to maybe going, I don't know if looking forward is a good idea, looking forward to going our separate ways when General Conference comes up. But I've been thinking about united. You know, we're in the United States of America. We are in the United Methodist Church. But we all have differences. We all have ideas. We all have things that we got to be able to work together. I like what my evangelist friend John Riley said about God says we got to learn to love one another. And in fact, it's a commandment, love one another. But I get to thinking about that. And John Riley went on to say, yeah, but we don't have to go to dinner with them. And that's so true. We get so bent out of shape about things. So I was thinking about this united business. You know, the United in United Methodist came from the Evangelical United Brethren Church. I always liked what my Uncle Fritzy said. He was a EUB pastor and later became a Methodist pastor when the churches merged in 1968. And when I called him to tell him that I was going to go into the ministry, he was excited for me. And I said, "I'm going to be a Methodist preacher." He said, "No, Butchie," he called me Butchie. "No, Butchie, you're not going to be a Methodist preacher. You're going to be United Methodist, because that's the only thing left of our denomination." And the two churches merged, you know, but they saw things in a lot of different ways. And I think that same with Abram. Seeing that there wasn't enough of space for both of their flocks, Abraham wisely suggested parting company. But first he stressed that they were close relatives. You know, we are all one in God. Reminding Lot of their relationship, and then with the greatest of humility, he let his nephew have the first choice. Even though he, Abram, was the senior man, it was, as one pastor described it, harmonious situations. And you know where they went on their separate ways? It was in Bethel. I always find that interesting. The word Bethel in scriptures means house of God. So I like what we're called, Bethel United Methodist Church, because we are united in God. But being made equal by God, sometimes we find that we're better separate. We achieve the same goals, but we work together separately. That's why all the different ministries in the church, there's unity and diversity, and we are all under the one lordship of Christ. And may we never forget that we're still brothers and sisters in the family of God. We may do things differently, but we remain united in purposes. Amen. Well, I've been thinking a lot about that in our trying times now with the COVID thing, with the elections, and, you know, no better time to come together under the unity of Christ. Amen. Father, we thank and praise you. Help us, Lord, to work together with others in unity, and to help us to discern when it's best just to agree to disagree without being disagreeable, but still remain friends and You know, we can learn to love. We can love one another. We don't always have to agree with each other, but we can agree to disagree and still love one another. That's the most important thing. Well, I wanted to share with you prayer requests that we get sometimes. Phil puts them on the bulletin. So if you look at the online part of our service, he even puts up a slide with prayer requests that we have up there. And we hope and pray that you give us a call or let us know, and we can list your prayer requests. And intercessory prayer is really good, but we challenge you to also talk to the Father for yourself. Talk to the Father in prayer. And then let us know, and we can come into a prayer of agreement with you. Well, it's a joy to be able to do this online service, and we always close the online service with the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples when they realized that when he went off to be by himself, that's what he was doing. He was talking to the Father. He was praying. And they said, Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that? Well, I need to get a little bit of rest, and I take that time to talk to the Father. I love that song that Judy sings. I'll talk to the Father for you. And he said, I'm praying. Praying? Yeah. Would you teach us how to pray? He says, sure. And he gave us this model prayer that we called the Lord's Prayer as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. As we pray that prayer together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray you're having a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.